David, welcome to the program.
I am always delighted to be here.
So what is this postal service called?
It's called informed delivery, and it's designed to inform you what's about to be delivered, hence the name.
And why? Why, David? Why do we need this?
So let me just say that since I learned about it, my first reaction was that, and everybody I've told it, the reaction is the same. They say, huh? So it turns out, and I was not aware of this, as part of processing a gazillion pieces of mail every day, the post office photographs letters. They have automated machines in a number of processing facilities, including one here in Concord, that the machines grab the envelopes and flip them around and take a picture of them, and then read the address through software and process it. Say, this is going to this town, so I'll send it over there, and it'll eventually end up at their post office. The reason they take the photograph is that sometimes the machine can't read the address because your handwriting stinks or because it got blurry or something. In those cases, the photograph is automatically sent to a person who hopefully can read it, types in the address, they put a little barcode on the letter, and so it continues to be automated.
Huh. So somewhere in the United States, there is an office building where people are looking at photos of envelopes and deciphering bad handwriting.
More than one of them, but yes, okay. That is some people's job.
So the post office saw an opportunity here. They thought, maybe the recipients of this mail would want to see the photos of their mail. So they're not just sending the photos of the pieces of mail with the lousy handwriting, but all pieces of mail.
All letters. It doesn't cover packages. It doesn't cover, like, magazines. And there's a couple other limits. It does not. So, for example, the service is not available in apartment buildings. If you all have the same street address but different apartment numbers, they haven't been able to figure that out yet. So it's homes with separate street addresses. You can see what letters are in your mailbox.
Okay. And so why? Why would anybody want to use this? I'm sure there are good reasons for it, but tell us about
them. Well, there seem to be, so far as I can see, two good use cases. That's a good business terminology there, in which this is of value as compared to kind of novelty, and it's kind of cool. One of them is if there's something coming that you don't want to leave in your mailbox for very long and you want to know it's coming so you know to go out there and grab it. And in my column today, I talk about, the guy that told me about this. He said, for example, his driver's license. He was getting a new driver's license being sent to him. He didn't want to leave it sitting out in the mailbox just in case. You know, it's very rare that anybody steals from a mailbox, but you never know. So he was able to say, it's coming today, so he'd go out and grab it. The other one is if you travel and you are waiting for a particular piece of mail, and you want to know whether it's come or not, this will let you know. Actually, the USPS guy I talked to gave me another example. He said, you can check out how many people have responded to your wedding invitation, how many RSVPs you're getting back in the mail, stuff like that. So there are times when it's useful, but I grant you, most of the time it's just kind of funky.
Well, how popular is it?
They don't have statistics yet. So first of all, this is quite new. The USPS did a test run in a few markets last year, and they just rolled it out nationally about a month ago. So it's still very new. The test markets, apparently it was much more popular than they figured it'd be, and the people who signed up used it more than they thought. So there was one idea that, people would sign up because it's kind of interesting and then sort of stop opening the mail stop checking their emails and stuff, or turn it off again because they got tired of being besieged. But that didn't seem to be the case, at least not yet.
What about concerns that, the government is taking pictures of my mail? Are they archiving it? Are they collecting data about who is sending me what and when? Is that happening?
Well, not according to the USPS, but I'll grant you that was my second thought after, this sounds kind of weird. But it's always been non-private what mail you get. I mean, there's all sorts of people who've been looking at the letters you get, the outside of the envelope. You can't look at the inside, of course. That's illegal.
Right. Fair enough that it's not private. But until now, we didn't have the idea that possibly the government is storing and archiving and creating metadata about the stuff that we're getting.
The spokesman I talked to said they are not doing that. And to be honest, that's what I know at the moment. As they say, they're not doing it. It's not really worth their time, and it's that'd be an awful lot of data to store. Of course, Google scores more than that. But yeah, it's something I hadn't thought about before. If you want to be paranoid, something new to be paranoid about.
There is debate, David, about whether the United States Postal Service as an institution can stay solvent, can stay afloat. I remember in Vermont recently, there was some discussion about whether or not they were going to close one of the processing centers in the past few years. Mm-hmm. Is this the kind of technical innovation that will help the post office stick around and stay strong?
That's a possibility. It certainly can help. I mean, this is a free service. You sign up, go to informeddelivery.usps.com, I think. And it's free. You can sign up. And so they're doing it just kind of because they can, and it's not very expensive for them to do it since they already have the data. It might be the sort of thing that makes people think about their mail again, their physical mail, in a way they haven't. I don't think it's anywhere near a game changer, but if nothing else, I don't know about you, but I've sort of come to think of the postal service as being, you know, stodgy and bureaucratic and behind the times. So to see them coming out with this kind of funky weird thing is surprising and fun.
Are you going to do it?
I already have.
How do you like it?
Well, so far I haven't gotten anything interesting in my letters, but that's a function of my boring mail. But one of these days I'm going to see something really cool in it.
Well, David, thank you very much for telling us about this.
You bet.
That's David Brooks. He's a reporter for the Concord Monitor and the writer who sends his mail by geeky delivery at graniteGeek.org.